One of the things we're taking a look at on the Government Administration and Elections Committee is how we can increase oversight and accountability and transparency of our public utilities and make sure that they're not too powerful and that every dime of your energy bill is well justified. Senate Bill 1531, along with another bill we have, are two attempts to take a look at the primary sources and oversight bodies that go into your bill and to make sure that our public utilities are being held accountable.
You're hearing from Representative Matt Blumenthal, who was just on our show this week and talking about several bills up in Hartford being discussed. This one in particular, he's talking about this Senate Bill 1531. It would ban Eversource and UI from owning both gas and electric utilities. And it's no secret, our utility bills are ridiculously high. We know that both Democrats and Republicans agree that it's a huge problem. But the way we're approaching how do we bring our bills down money-wise, we can't seem to see eye to eye on this. And so this was the first time I had heard about sort of, I would say, banning the allowance of major companies like Eversource and UI from owning both gas and electric utilities as a way of better oversight. I thought this is kind of an interesting approach. And so when I heard about this, I point blank thought of two things. One, I wonder what Republicans will think about this because it's something they're focused on. And two, could we possibly see some relief sooner rather than later? And so I asked Representative Blumenthal specifically about one person who not only serves on the Energy Committee and has been talking about this since he was elected into office, but he happens to serve the same area that Representative Blumenthal does, and that's Senator Ryan Fazio. I didn't see anything from the Republican Party. I'm curious, what is Senator Ryan Fazio, who also is sort of in your neck of the woods? I know he's in the Senate, but I mean, he's been very focused for many years and sits on the Energy Committee. What does he think about this? Have you talked to him?
We haven't actually talked about this bill, and I'm hopeful that we'll get bipartisan support for it.
Well, let's see what Senator Ryan Fazio thinks, because he joins the show right now. Senator Fazio, welcome. Had you heard about this Senate bill, and what are your thoughts on it?
Well, thanks for having me, Melissa. I've only heard about it, you know, through the grapevine, because it's not put forward on the committee that I'm on. And obviously, it's a topic of significant interest to me, but no, I had not heard about it until last week, and I've looked through it. You know, there's some ideas that are interesting to me. There's some ideas that I don't think will advance more affordability in the energy sector. But largely, I don't think the bill, you know, whether some parts of it are valid or not, I don't think the bill really gets at the cost drivers of electricity rates in Connecticut, which, as you alluded to, are the second or third highest in the entire country. We have to address cost drivers, the causes of high electric rates in the state, in order to lower electric rates in the state. And those continue to be things like the high cost of our public benefits in Connecticut, which several studies, several analysts point to as being uniquely high compared to other states. If you don't address things that cause bad outcomes, you're not going to fix the bad outcomes. And so I think having good regulatory oversight is important. I've supported strong regulatory oversight bills. In fact, I've co-authored them in the past, and I've gotten opposition from the utilities in the past because of that. But the main cost drivers of high electric rates in Connecticut are things like the high cost of our public benefits, because we keep trying to tax and fund people through their electric bills. And if we don't address that, we're not going to fix the problem.
I agree. No question. The only thing that I thought was sort of interesting about this, it reminded me a lot of sort of the idea of like trying to take down the whole Ticketmaster Live Nation monopoly thing. You know, and when you hear about, you know, these big entities like an Eversource or a UI and being in charge of basically everything, I mean, I don't hate the idea of saying, no, you can't, because it would allow other entities to enter into the market and potentially be competitive and actually lower our costs. And that's what I found kind of attractive, Senator Fazio. I don't know if I'm seeing it correctly that way.
Yes, I think on the other hand, you also want people investing in those spaces. So as long as PURA, which is the regulatory oversight body that sets rates and checks the utilities, as long as PURA is functioning well, which isn't to say it is or it isn't, then they should be able to set rates and stop excessive costs by the utilities, whether it's in regard to gas rates or electric rates. And so I think...
But they're not.
I don't disagree, but I don't think that who owns the utilities is going to alter whether or not those utilities are able to get excessive cost recovery or not. It might increase costs if you have people who don't know how to do the job doing the job. And so I'm open to it. I'm not ruling it out entirely, but it doesn't get at, I think in order to solve problems, you have to find the root of the problem and attack that rather than looking for some ancillary sort of strategy that doesn't have a relationship to the main causes of the phenomenon. So I'm not rejecting it out of hand, but it's not going to fix the problem.
How do we lower our utility bills? And this continues to be debated up in Hartford during the legislative session. We're talking to the ranking Republican senator on the Energy and Technology Committee. Senator Ryan Fazio is here out of the Stamford Greenwich area. And we were talking about a bill that is being discussed right now among lawmakers, but in a different committee, it sounds like. This is coming from the Elections Committee, actually. We heard about it from Representative Blumenthal earlier this week on the show. But apart from sort of breaking down what sounds like almost banning monopolies from happening with Eversource and UI, a huge sticking point, especially from the Republican Party, not to put words in your mouth, Senator Fazio, is why can't we eliminate the public benefits section of bills for UI and Eversource customers? And I really don't get, I think there's still this takeaway for Democrats rather in Hartford, that it's not going to do that much of a difference. It's not going to really lower bills that much. And even if that were the case, I just think it's unfair, to be honest, that we put this tax on Eversource and UI customers instead of having everyone in the state of Connecticut share this. And so I thought if we could go back into that and see if there's any movement on that, that would be great.
Well, the bad news is that at the end of the committee deadline for the Energy and Technology Committee, my Republican colleagues and I tried to force a vote on our Senate bill, Senate Bill 647, which includes a proposal to eliminate the public benefits charge from your electric bill. That effort to pass that piece of legislation through committee failed on party line vote, completely party line vote. Listen, I'm still there to work with any colleague on either side of the aisle to try to cut costs. But Senate Bill 647, which I co-authored and in some form have been championing for 2 years, is the only real proposal I've seen on the table that will substantially cut costs. Listen, public benefits across the entire Eversource system, which is 1.2 million customers, public benefits costs now total $800 million. They've doubled in size over the last 7 years. And $800 million over 1.2 million people is over $600 a year. If you could eliminate the public benefits charge, you'd be cutting costs for the average customer by over $600 per year. Even if you took out half the public benefits charge, it would be a substantial decrease in people's electric bills that I think they would appreciate. But, $600, $700, you're looking at over 20%, 25% of the bill. So it's really substantial. And not only is it substantial, but it's been growing substantially.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get these costs under control. This is the only proposal, substantive proposal on the table that will significantly provide relief to people in this state. And those people deserve it. And so it's about time we move something forward. Unfortunately, our colleagues across the aisle haven't done so.
Senator Fazio, so if they're not going to eliminate the public benefits, which it sounds like at least at this point, they're not going to do it. Can we see that number go down substantially? Because what people don't realize is the public benefits, the reason it's gone up is we're basically funding sort of go green efforts in the state. Am I right on saying that? I mean, trying to set up more infrastructure around, electric vehicles, things like that. But it's been made very clear by the governor since the Trump administration took office that we're sort of pausing any go green efforts to a big extreme because nothing's really going to happen at the national level. Nothing, no mandates are going to happen. Everyone's kind of putting a pause on it. So shouldn't we at least see our public benefits, if they're not going to get rid of it, go down substantially? We shouldn't be funding more projects, I would think.
If only that were true. The problem is that the public benefits, there's over 50 programs in the public benefits. So it's not just one or two programs. And so all of those programs have been passed into law by the state legislature. So it requires either those programs to be expiring. And the problem with many of them is that they go on either in perpetuity or for decades. So it's not like they sunset after a year or two,
right,
most of them. So it would require, in most cases, active change and new statutes passed by the legislature, which is what we're trying to do. So it's just not going to automatically get better. I mean, if you're looking for some good news, it's that, yes, we have paused some of the more aggressive energy subsidization ideas like offshore wind, which would have been purchased at probably four times the market rate for electricity and probably single-handedly increase your electric bills by hundreds of dollars per year. So it's good we're rejecting that. It's good that we're exploring increased capacity on the natural gas pipeline. That's the cheapest source of electricity that we have. But there's a bottleneck. There's a limit in supply in how much we can get to Connecticut and New England. And it looks like Governor Lamont and the Trump administration both agree that that should be the flow on that pipeline needs to be increased. So, those are ways in which we can limit cost increases in the future, cut costs in the future. I don't think if you ignore public benefits and cutting down the public benefits costs, however, that there's any way to really substantially provide people with relief. So we need to do everything right. I totally agree. I hope we can increase the flow in the natural gas pipeline. I hope we can avoid really, really costly projects in the future. But there's no two ways about the fact that we have to limit the cost of public benefits in order to provide people relief.
Senator Fazio, I appreciate you always making the time to come on the show, and we certainly are going to keep an eye on this because we do still have a couple of months, and maybe there are parts of the failed legislation that could be incorporated and we could still find some compromise. I just think logically, again, I don't care if I save a dollar from getting rid of the public benefits. To me, I just don't understand if we are using that for over 50 programs that, unless I'm crazy, benefit the entire state of Connecticut, or impact, I should say, the entire state of Connecticut, why a select amount of people are footing that bill and it's not at least being shared by the entire public. That I don't get. I don't get that, and I don't know how we can keep resting on, and I'm not saying you, but I'm saying how any lawmaker in Hartford can rest on the fact that, it doesn't matter if we get rid of it. You're not going to save a lot of money. I don't care. It's the principle of it. Why are we? Because you're setting a precedent that we're just going to put this on certain utility customers when these are programs for the entire state. That's not okay. It's not okay.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And listen, the costs are substantial, but put that aside. When every other source of funding that we in our government that we finance through tax revenue, it has to be reassessed every 2 years. It has to be approved every 2 years. And in that legislative process, those programs are vetted. They justify their existence every 2 years before a legislature. With public benefits, they continue on for decades, oftentimes, without being reassessed and without having to get a second vote of approval.
That's wrong.
In any body of
that's
the government.
Wrong. So, I think that's wrong.
So, listen, okay, you think some of these programs and the public benefits, those who support them, are valid? That's great. Well, justify them every 2 years in a budgetary process. Do you think they're more important than public education, than healthcare, than infrastructure? Well, those get those both public benefits get preferential treatment than all those things in the way we're currently funding them. How can you argue that subsidies for for-profit renewable energy companies are more important than public education or health care?
Right.
You can't. And yet they're getting preferential treatment under state law.
Yeah, I think it's a cause for outrage again. And I just think you should put aside your political affiliation on that and just look at the logic of how has it been acceptable and how are we just going to allow it to stay the course? Senator Fazio, we've run out of time, but I appreciate you always. Thank you so much.